Time for your feedback, your emails, voicemails, and letters. Today, we're switching up the game a little bit and bringing in News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Christopher?
Hey, Farai. We got an email from Gig Brown of Tampa, Florida, who wrote us after our roundtable Tuesday. Michael Myers was part of that discussion. He's with the New York Civil Rights Coalition. We talked about historically black colleges and the trouble they've had attracting students. I often find myself at odds with the views of Mike Myers. Today I heard the most disturbing comment ever to come from his lips. He advocated the abolition of historically black colleges and universities. Not only did he attack the numerous young people of color who are or will seek higher education or advanced degrees, he attacked those who have gone on to contribute greatly to their communities. It's ironic that he is the director of an organization that advocates for civil rights. Okay, now that's Gig's view, but to Mike's credit, he did recommend the end of all of what he called race-identifiable colleges, black, white, or otherwise. Farai?
Thanks, Christopher. Last Thursday, we talked to Congresswoman Juanita Melender McDonald about King Drew Hospital in Los Angeles. The hospital serves mostly blacks and Latinos in South Central L.A. Investigators recommended the hospital lose all its federal funding, about $200 million a year. Burton Goldstein of San Francisco, California, had this question.
I assume that this hospital gets practically no income from the patients that it cares for, and so is essentially a socially oriented hospital. Under those circumstances, the funding will have to come from the public in some way. But what was never mentioned was, what were those 9 areas out of 23 in which the hospital was found wanting? So I would like those 9 areas to be mentioned.
Well, those areas include nursing, pharmacy, infection control, and surgery. You can find the complete letter from federal Medicaid and Medicare officials on our website at npr.org. By the way, this week, L.A. County officials approved a plan to save King Drew by reducing services and transferring management to a sister facility. Christopher?
Now, Marcel Bates of Long Beach, California, listens to our Roundtable podcast. Marcel called in after a conversation we had Friday about photos of celebrities going African in blackface and black body paint.
If whites like Gwyneth Paltrow, who adorn African beads, in what must be some effort to appear a little more down as they write their large checks, if that is ethno-primitive, is it not at least as superficial for you to all but utter, "Oh, girl, look at what she's wearing. She ain't African." I would remind you, no born and bred black American, whether from the LBC or Baltimore, is either.
Well, thank you. We have this letter, which actually kind of goes into a little bit more of Africa. Charles Morris of Dublin, Ireland writes, "Just letting you guys know the program is really informative. Keep it up. Also, if I may be so bold as to ask, is Farai Chidea originally from Zimbabwe?" Well, my father was from Harare, Zimbabwe, and I still have lots of relatives in Zimbabwe, including my brother and a bunch of cousins and more cousins and more cousins and more aunts and uncles. So expect to hear more Africa-related content on our show, including our Africa update with NPR special African correspondent Charlene Hunter-Gault. And we appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, Farai.